me double check here. The technology, oh, it's just too much. Okay, we're good.
So let's begin with Thomas. Everybody calls him Doubting Thomas, but that isn't really what he is, I don't think. John tells this story about how Jesus arrives among his disciples, and Thomas happens not to be there. But it's not exactly like Thomas just missed church one day. It wasn't like he decided that day he was going to go to Starbucks instead. It was, John makes us, uses the language to make it sound like Thomas no longer was going with his disciples, with the disciples. It was like an ongoing not being there. Okay. And in the same way, it's the disciples kept telling him that they had seen the Lord. Not, oh, look, we've seen the Lord. Told him once. No, they kept telling him. So here's Thomas, and he's just like, instead of thinking of the guy who, you know, slept in church on Sunday, think of him as one of the guys on the road to Emmaus. Right? Discouraged. Disappointed Thomas. Right? That's more like it. He's off somewhere licking his wounds. And his disciples, having seen the Lord, come and say, look, we have seen him. Come on, come on, come on. And all of that is part of the reconciliation that Jesus gives as commends to the disciples when he breathes this spirit, this breath on them. Right? Be reconciled. Go to those who are broken, in sin and brokenness and in woundedness, and reconcile them. And so Thomas is thus reconciled. So he's, and the way he's reconciled is by seeing the wounds. Right? That's the really important thing. Jesus is clear about that. Comes to his disciples, and the first thing he does, he says, peace be with you, and then he shows them his wounds. And I think that's like so strongly at the center of the Christian life, right? So I went to Heritage Heights the other day and read this story and said to them, all right, so there's a gathering of about half dozen women, and I said, so what are some of the wounds that you've been carrying around? And we started talking about different wounds and stuff. And then someone said, oh, yeah, most of us here have experienced the wound of losing a spouse. And everybody said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then one person, one we know very well, peeps up. And a child we hadn't known about, never heard of. Really? You lost a child? Oh, yeah. And she told the story of her baby, who was born with some very strange, rare virus. So rare that they actually sent the child's body to several places to get it examined, autopsied, to see what they could do to figure out what it was, and they never did. And in the meantime, this poor woman's in the hospital. Her baby is being passed around different hospitals. And it's weeks later and they have a funeral for the baby. That's the wound she was carrying. And she showed us that wound. And then I got to thinking, so I watched this TV show, which this just surprised the heck out of me that this kind of revelation would happen on such a show. But anyway, there's a group of people, and they're watching this video. They're trying to figure out. I think the plot of the whole thing is there's this adoption scam going on, right? And it's in some foreign country. And this organization there, they introduce you to the child, and they get you to love the child, and then they string you along, and they want you to spend more and more money, and you never really get the child. You never get to adopt the child, right? So this group is looking at it, trying to explore it. And they're seeing the video of the child that's supposed to be getting adopted with the supposedly adoptive parents, with the parents who want to adopt him, and they're interacting. And the first question someone asks is, well, is this kid part of the scam, or is he really an orphan, or what's going on with the kid? The kid's 5 or 6 years old, and they're watching it, and one of the women says, "He's an orphan," and they look at her. "How do you know?" She says, "See how he's taking the cookies off the table, putting them in his pocket. See how when the possible mother starts to talk to him, he puts his head down and looks away. He's used to being talked to and being reprimanded by adults, and maybe even beaten by adults. He's an orphan." She gets up, leaves the room. And all the other people in the room are like, "Oh, this wasn't clinical knowledge. This was her knowledge from inside. She herself knew it from the inside out. She knew those wounds from the inside out," right? And isn't it interesting? That struck me as like, whoa. And she knew what the tell of an orphan was, right? A tell is like, you know, when you're playing, y'all don't play poker, but, you know, when you, if you get a good hand and your eyes go real big, that's a tell. That means somebody watching can tell what you have, what card you have, right? Well, this kid had a tell, right? And she knew it from the inside. And it isn't just on TV. There is a sense in which over the years, people who have had survived suicide, I know it when they're here, when I'm with them. I can tell that that's a wound that they carry. I can't tell you exactly why I know. I can only tell you that, it's like that girl. I know the woman. I know from experience. I know something happens in me when I see them. I really cannot describe it. Maybe it's the vague way they will say a loved one died, but won't say specifically. Or maybe it's when they look down kind of in shame when they're telling. There's something that makes me know. And there's something in me that it triggers. And I know. So, with all of those things going on, it makes me wonder if every single person in the world that we ever meet has a tell of their wounds. Somehow is telling us, trying to demonstrate the wounds that they carry. Or maybe, like a good poker player, trying to hide the tell of their wounds so that no one will see it. And how amazing is it that Jesus is the first one to go like this? No, to hide these wounds is not right. To demonstrate these wounds, to show the wounds, to tell the wounds, that's the way to life. Do not be discouraged by those wounds. St. Augustine was quoted as saying, let me get this right, "You must think of God, oh no, you must remember that God is a physician, and our suffering and wounds are for the healing, no, the suffering and the wounds are for our medicine for our salvation, not punishment towards our damnation." Right? They are not punishment for damnation. They are medicine for our salvation. Salvation and healing is the same word. And not just for our own salvation, and healing, but for the healing of others. So, when we show our wounds, and others are able to show their wounds, then wounds are able to be healed. But when they are hidden, there's no healing. So Jesus comes to his disciples with his wounds. And what does he say three times to them? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. What if what Jesus is trying to get us to think about as the body of Christ, the wounded body of Christ, right, is that we openly demonstrate our wounds, and that we remember every single person we meet? I think we ought to get into the habit of making peace be with you the very first thing we say, or at least think, when we meet somebody. Because you know how we are in the world. We're suspicious people, right? We meet somebody, we're not really sure, we're a little wary about them. We don't know for sure what they're up to, right? Maybe I'm the only one that does it that way, right? Right? But we're guarded. That's what we are, we're guarded. But if every single person in the world has some tell about their own woundedness, oh, isn't that what we want to tend to? Isn't it? Peace be with you. Should be the very thing we lead with to everyone we meet. Peace be with you. This peace which brings healing and wholeness and life. Because we are all walking around wounded. And we're often too scared to show our woundedness to others. But the body of Christ, to say, peace be with you. First thing. I think that's what Jesus is doing. Demonstrating for us. When he comes to his disciples, says, peace be with you. Here are my wounds. And by these wounds, you will be healed. And by your wounds, you will heal, dear body of Christ. Peace be with you.